looking at finances the past year, what have you seen in terms of sales tax? What did that look like for 2010?
Well, for the calendar year 2010, it looks like we're at a decrease of about 5%. Last year it was a decrease of 7%. So things aren't looking quite as bad as the previous year. And actually, I'm sort of optimistic because the revenue that we took in January for sales in December increased from last December, so by $26,000. And this November's increased from last November about $11,000. So hopefully that's an upward trend that's going to keep going.
Overall, what's the total number then for sales tax for 2010?
For calendar year 2010, it's about $2.6 million.
And that compares to?
About $2.7 million in the prior year.
The sales tax is roughly, what, a third or so of the general fund budget?
Yeah, about a third.
Talk about property tax for a moment. How's that looking for 2010?
Well, we can't really determine what property tax is going to do for this next year, for the budgeting year.
You won't know what you have for this coming year until basically you set the assessments, right?
Correct. And the assessor has been to town. He brought his whole team to town. He assessed all of the property. A lot of it went up a little bit, and some of it stayed the same, but there was a little bit of an increase for most of the properties. So that doesn't necessarily mean your taxes are going to go up, because the council sets the mill rate. So, you know, it could even each other out. It depends on what council wants to do. There is room to increase the mill rate, and people might have to pay higher taxes. But from that school board meeting the other day, it sounded like a councilor, Haverlick, was concerned that, you know, people can't afford to, and this is totally true with IFQs, the halibut IFQs.
The drop in the quota,
48% or 46%. You know, I think council is going to look really hard at decreasing expenses as much as they can, so we won't have to look at increasing property taxes.
Councilor Haverlick mentioned the idea of a 1.75 increase, a mill increase on the tax. Obviously, that hasn't been decided yet, but that refers to basically what would that mean to do that, or what would be the need for that?
Well, 1 mil of that roughly would be for the general fund if we needed to bring in more revenue for that, and then the other 0.75 mils is for Mount View Manor. We could separately tax for that the general obligation bond annual payment. Right now, we charge. You'll see when you get your property tax notice, you'll see a charge for the swimming pool, for the Voc-Ed building, for the school deferred maintenance, and we could also charge for Mount View Manor.
Right. The voters approved that bond, so that could be charged, but it hasn't been up until now. It's just been paid out of whatever funds are available in the general fund.
Correct. Usually when an enterprise fund issues general obligation bonds, it's under the understanding that that enterprise fund is going to pay it back themselves, but this wasn't the case with the assisted living facility, and so the general fund has had to step in and make payments.
Looking into this year, can the council potentially looking at cuts, those sorts of things? Is staff already looking at areas that potentially could be cut, or is that something that's just the city manager is going to sort of pick and choose? Or,
you know, I think the city manager is going to take a tough look. He's actually requested of the department heads to give him budgets that they want to see, you know, not to make cuts yet. And we want to look at everything and see what ideas they are. Maybe we can cut back in one department and give a little in another department. The city council will also look at it. The finance committee will have a chance to look at the budgets too. And I think everything's going to be looked at really strongly, and especially the community services and general fund departments.
And besides sales tax, is there another indicator from this past year of revenue that could affect this coming year's budget? Or is that the biggest one, really?
You know, that's the biggest one. One of our largest expenses, as you know, is the school, and we give them $1.8 million every year, for the last few years anyway. And almost half of that had been coming from the timber receipts fund, but we had been decreasing the dependence on our national forest receipts and trying to build that account and use more general fund money. So if we keep on going on the schedule that the city council and the school board set, they we should be making up the difference of $60,000 this year.
It's about a 5% increase over the last year for the city's contribution.
Yeah, so we're going to have to find, you know, where are we going to get that $60,000? Because we're already going to need to make some cuts. So it's going to be a tough budget year.
What about investment income? And basically the main investment income you have is the, would that be the economic fund account? Or?
We have about $4.3 million in economic fund. And then we have, we actually invest almost all of the city's money all the time. We're laddering investments at a 3 or 4 year period. And that is about $20 million. So we have a lot of CDs. And right now, the interest rate for a 2-year CD is less than 1%, which a few years ago, it was up to 4.5%. So we've looked at a huge drop in interest income for the city. And hopefully, it's going to improve.